want to thank the organizers for inviting me to speak in this workshop. I will talk about the joint work with Guy Reda, which is going to appear in Sharon's So I will present the characterization of the ideal property for an important class of deeper algebra, namely the separable pure infinite deeper algebra. First of all, a few words about real rank zero. Most of us know that the real rank has been introduced by Larry Brown and Gerd Pedersen in their 1990 Journal of Functional Analysis paper, and can be seen as a non-qualitative dimension for deeper algebra. It happens that the case when the invariant takes the smallest value, zero, well, this produces an interesting large class of deeper algebra, and in fact, many of the deeper algebra's interest happens to have real rank zero. That's on one hand. On the other hand, the real rank zero proved to be important in Elliott's classification program, because most of the very significant classification results have been proved for classes of deeper algebras which had real rank zero. The class of deeper algebras for which the characterization of this condition would be given is the class of separable pure infinite system algebras introduced by Kirchberg and Reta. But I'll talk about this class in a few minutes. Their motivation in studying these algebras was the following very general classification result obtained by Kirchberg, which says that the A and B are two separable nuclear deeper algebras with the primitive spectra homeomorphic with space X, that is zero space X. Then we can Kirchberg prove the following very powerful result. A and B are isomorphic after tensoring with the stabilization of O infinity, even only if A and B are KK of X equivalent. While that KK of X equivalence is a condition which in general is not so easy to verify, that theorem, that sweeping classification result, has as a corollary the following beautiful result, another theorem of Kirchberg. If A and B are separable nuclei, I'll show that each time I emphasize the nuclearity condition, then A and B are isomorphic after tensoring with the stabilization of O2, even if the primitive spectra of these two systems A and B are homeomorphic. There is another result of Fratelli and Elliott, which was proved in the 70s, I think, in the Journal of Functional Analysis, and which says that if A is a separable system algebra such that the primitive spectrum of A has the basis of compact open sets, then the primitive spectrum of A can be realized using an AF algebra in the sense of the primitive spectrum of A is the primitive homeomorphic is the primitive spectrum of B for some AF algebra B in that instance of finite dimensional algebra. Now if we put together this result and we use some standard from the theory of real rank zero deeper algebra, what you obtain, what one obtains is that the following statement holds. If A is a separable nuclear, I emphasize again, nuclear deeper algebra, then the real rank of A tensor O2 is zero, even only if the primitive spectrum of A has a basis of compact open set. So that O2 is set real rank zero. Then a natural question arises. Is it possible to prove that statement you see on the top of the second slide? Is it possible to find a direct proof of the above result? And even more, is it possible to drop the nuclearity hypothesis on A? Or said that if we drop the nuclearity hypothesis domain, then in particular we cannot use the powerful classification machinery of system theorem presented here. So one has to imagine a completely different argument. Well, the answer is yes, it is obtained by Peter myself, and in fact this will be an easy corollary of the general theorem, which I'm going to put as one of the corollaries. Now, let me keep the background for the proof of this theorem. So, let me remind you, in fact, the definition which goes back to Kuhn's, the comparison between the notion of comparison between positive elements in a system algebra. So suppose that A is a system algebra and A and B are two lowercase A and B are two positive elements there. We then we write in this way: A is dominated by B, the sense of one is over time notation. If A can be obtained from B, starting with a sequence xn in the appropriate way and taking then the limit. To be more precise, A is the limit of in the norm of x n star b x n. Okay. So I'm going. Class of purely the notion of purely infinite for system algebra since the non simple case has been introduced by Fishberg and Rosen. And let me remind you of one of the equivalent definitions. Possibly non simple system algebra A is said to be purely infinite if A has no characters or equivalent no non-zero abelian quotient. That's one condition. And the second one is that whenever A and B are positive elements in the system algebra A, the fact that A belongs to the closed two-sided ideal generated by B is equivalent to the fact that A is dominated by B in the sense of Kuhn's explained before. A few remarks. The notion of pure infinite system algebra in the simple case, of course, that means when the system algebra is simple, was introduced more than 25 years ago by Constantine. And the definition of Hilbert and Rosen is equivalent to this one in the simple case, the general equation. And if we want to have a sense, this is important and large class of system algebras. If you want to have to see some examples of system algebras which are purely infinite, I can give you two classes of system algebras with this property. A tensor of infinity or A tensor of 2, a purely infinite system algebra for any system algebra A. This is a theorem of Hilbert and Rosen. Or more general, you can take A arbitrary tensor with a Kirchberg, what we call now a Kirchberg algebra. So there are plenty of algebras on this. Now, we think about the theorem 0 and then the statement of the main theorem. I said before, the rank. It's an important invariant for system algebra introduced at the beginning of the 90s, which at the end of the 80s, by Larry Brown and Gerd Pedersen. And the terminology that I use, that the real rank is a non-commutative dimension, is explained by the first version of the real rank, whatever it is in the commutative unital case. So when the algebra is C of X, it's exactly the covering dimension of the spectrum X. And, well, I said whatever it is, but here is the definition. one of the possible definitions. The real rank of stars by day, if and only if, let's say that the algebra is uniform. The invertible elements are dense in the algebra. If the algebra is not uniform, then you work in a very unique equation. Now let me say and make the main example. Let me make a few remarks. So the main result Michael and myself proved is the following, which answers in an immediate way the our initial question, which motivated it. Sorry. So suppose that A is a separable during infinity algebra, then A has real rank 0 if and only if two things are happening. The first condition is a topological one and involves the primitive spectrum of the algebra. It says that the primitive spectrum of A has a basis of compact open set. The second one is k-theoretical in nature, which is good because we always keep one eye, at least in fact both of our eyes to the classification program. And the second one, you'll see later the second condition, we give it a name, it's called which is this algebra is K0 listable. If for every two ideals, I and J of A, J an ideal in I, the canonical map from I to I, J, use of the level of K0, it's subjective. So, I'll make a comment later. Larry Brown let us know that, in fact, maybe this is very much that these conditions come to work with the bigger idea of I. We always may suppose that I is A, so it can work with its own one idea. So let me say firsthand let me make a few comments about this theorem. It generalizes immediately a known result of Xuan Zhang. He proved that in the separable case, he proved that any simple purely infinity algebra has real rank 0. So in the simple case, this theorem generalizes that result. In the simple case, both conditions, all conditions, both subtractions, the one of infinity spectrum, K0 stability are trivially satisfied. Okay. But there's nothing to check them. Okay. But again, we work in the separable case, which result is true for anything. But anyway, in Elliot's program, we work with separable algebra, so.
In this case,
shouldn't
this reduce?
If it can be?
The natural question is whether we as well are we supposed to reduce the result of the
Well, in the simple case, this theorem follows from this one without any effort, and the techniques we are using are completely different. I mean, the abstractions do not materialize, the two abstractions.
I'm just thinking that the theorem itself, the statement itself, the conclusion itself, can be possibly reduced to basically a separate. So, you don't get any of the
results. I don't know. But
the groups that have been very
Okay.
Let me say a few words about
PI and IP. Ideal property, let me define the ideal property. Michael is calling this property IP for obviously in his book on Springer, so we'll use both terminologies. So we I think that amount of heavy ideal property, and we explain the property IP, if every ideal in this top will be filled to sign, is generated by as an ideal, multiple projections. It's a weakening of the ideal property, a weakening of the real and zero condition. And it appeared for the first time in Ken Stevens' thesis. Ken Stevens is a student of George Junior. In this thesis, Ken proved the classification result for non-simple graphs of A algebras, approximately in that one, with the ideal property, and the invariant was a K-theoretical one. Then, for several years, I studied it intensively. I'll mention only two results rapidly. A second rank one result for a class of large class of age algebras with the ideal property, and for the same class of sister algebras, classification model of shape theory in theoretical terms. Then, together with Mikhail, several years ago, we published. We studied the behavior of the ideal property with respect to minimal tensor product, and we showed that the ideal property is not preserved, even the separable case, by minimal tensor products. And I would mention also a result of the Chun Lan from Tokyo. So a reduction theorem for age algebras with the ideal property proved by Gong, Chun Lanja, Yan Qingli, and myself. That's almost all I want to say about the ideal property. Excepting that, well, of course, I'll give some examples. As I said, it's a weakening on the real and zero condition. Secondly, in a trivial way, any simple and unical sister algebra has the ideal property. Or if any simple sister algebra is an approximate unit of projections, has the same property. And you can see that both these notions, I mean, define the real and zero and the ideal property, define classes of zero-dimensional non-commutative topological space. We can say so, and you can say so, then the reason is the negative condition is here, because in the commutative case, the sister algebra has real and zero, if and only if has the ideal property, if and only if the dimension of the spectrum. Zero dimension, zero. So the spectrum is totally discovered. Now, along the way, we studied the ideal property. Oops, I think you shouldn't touch. I'm talking myself. So, along the way, we studied and we characterized the ideal property for two infinite systems as separable. And we use it. And one of the results we proved is, and I want to mention this one: if you have A as in the theorem, so separable purely infinite, and I an ideal, then the following three statements are equivalent. Compact, I should give. It should be open compact, but we strictly, call it compact. That means that any time I is that's enough to tell you. If the closure of the union of an increasing net of ideals, J alpha, then I is J alpha 0 for alpha 0. So that means that's what we mean by compact. So I is compact if and only if it's generated by a single projection, if and only if it's generated by finitely many projections. And, okay, yeah, I'm sure. A simple corollary of that, the result is this one. You got a point, Doctor? I didn't quite catch what Doctor was for the translation of the Heinemann algorithm. There is a canonical isomorphism between the ideal lattice of a sister algebra and the lattice of open sets or closed sets in the primitive spectrum. So, What I said is that what we say that I is compacted anytime I is the closure of a union of an increasing sequence of the net of ideals, J alpha. Then the sequence stops. I is J alpha 0 for sub alpha 0.
Okay, so I guess that's the same as saying effective is compact.
And using that proposition, it's easy to obtain as a corollary this fact. That if A is separable and pure infinite, it's an easy corollary. Such that the primitive spectrum of the algebra has a basis of compact open sets, then every ideal is either generated by a single projection or is the closure of a union of an increasing net of ideals, such that each of these ideals is generated by a projection. Then conversely, but in a more, more general setting, if A is a C-star algebra, arbitrary, and if I arbitrary ideal of A, then either generated by a single projection or it's a closure of, and if this happens, that any ideal of A is either generated by a projection or it's a closure of the union of an increasing net of ideals with this property, then the primitive spectrum of A has a basis of compact open sets. Now, In fact, we are using scaling elements, and the paper is the paper of Blackadar and Kunz is quoted there. I forgot to say it's one of the main ideas of the way they from having scaling elements of the way they construct the projection in the algebra and adjacent it's in writing there. Okay, so where are we? Six. Several ingredients of the proof. To give you a rough idea of how we have to make the skills and some of them I think might present also perhaps independent interest. From my point of view, the first proposition being an example. If D is a heavily valid subalgebra of a pure infinite algebra with the ideal property, then D has the ideal property. Why I think that this, some people could think that this presents some interest in the mandatory, because in general the ideal property doesn't pass to hereditary algebra.
But
for this class of algebra, for pure infinite, this happens.
And we'll use it in a differential way.
Now, I
want to say a few words about the next proposition, which implicitly gives a characterization of the, among other things, of the ideal property for separable, pure infinite, C-star algebra. So as you can see from 1 and 2, the characterization is the fact that the primitive spectral of A has a basis of compact open.
But let me state the proposition the way it is. So A is a separable, only a separable C-star algebra. Then the following four statements are equivalent. A is purely infinite, then the primitive spectrum of A has a basis of compact open sets. Two, A is purely infinite and has the ideal property. So 1 and 2 gives characterization of the four. C for every hereditary, non-zero hereditary topological wave generated, we generate an ideal by properly using its projection. Okay, so any non-zero hereditary algebra of A, B, is generated as an ideal by its properly using its projection. So, in other words, using the terminology introduced by Larry Brown and Gerd Pedersen, they are characterized that is called properly infinite. Properly infinite as a fifth algebra. No, purely properly infinite fifth algebra. So I have to mention something here. Larry Brown and Pedersen proved that their class purely properly infinite implying general purely infinite in the sense of the system and forever. And he observed that 1 and 2 interfered with 3. He was trying to allow us to introduce this now our methods, our implicit introduces. And the first condition is every non-zero hereditary subsheta of the brand, any portion of A contains an infinite projection. A is a separable stable sister algebra with the ideal property, then A has an approximate unital projection. In fact, for fairness, I should say, now I realize that this is a result which Michael Rodan proved along several years ago at the GPOS conference. I mean, during a talk, Mike asked me something, I said, I don't think that this is true, and then he came up with the proof in the separable case, and this is a result of Mikhail, what the proposition you see, which we included in our paper, but it was proved by Mikhail himself. So if A is a separable and stable C-par algebra with the ideal property, then A has an approximate unit of projections. This would be useful for us. Then, I want to say a few things about the next proposition. I will not define. Kilberg and Rerdam introduced three notions related to notion of purely infinite. I mean, purely infinite, strongly purely infinite, and weakly purely infinite. And for each of these classes, they proved very different results. And as far as I know, this problem was not strong. I mean, it was an interesting problem to see if these three properties agree in general.
All I want to say here is that the equivalence of these three properties was proved by Kilberg and Rerdam for the class of real and zero systems.
They proved the same result for two other classes. I mean, the fact that the three conditions coincide.
But if we refer to this result, I mean, the fact that the three conditions coincide for the real and zero, we extend
that result of Fishback and Rerdam passing from real and zero to ideal property.
That three properties coincide for any
fifth algebra with the ideal property. As any good definition, purely, strongly,
P implies weakly, I mean, where P is the property. So they prove that whatever the definition of the other two are not the given definitions. But strongly purely infinite implies purely infinite, which implies weakly purely in general.
Okay.
Now, let me, as I said,
the second condition in the main theorem
was given a name, and the technology is obvious. So we say that the system is very schedulally listable if for any two ideals, I and J of A, I including J, the canonical map from the small ideal to the quotient of the, from the big ideal to the quotient of the big ideal to the small one at the level of K0 is subjective. Okay? Now it was, as I said before, very wrong made up this comment that in fact it's enough to consider the case one J there. So let me present you a few things about this property, which is important because it appears in, from our point of view, it appears in the main theorem. So we show that if B is a hereditary subalgebra of a system algebra H is separable in K0 listable, B is itself K0 listable. So in the separable case, K0 listability passes to hereditary subalgebra. And if we have property with respect to extensions, the short exact sequences, then the extension is K0 listable even only if the ideal and the quotient are K0 listable and the canonical map, the quotient at the level of K0 is subjective. Now, algebra and X is an element there, E is a properly infinite projection made such that X direct is orthogonal on E and X direct is dominated by E in the sense of Kunth, then for any epsilon there is a projection P in the algebra such that after multiply X by P we obtain something almost similar. It's clear why a result like that is very important in the proof, because the non-trivial implication in our main result amounts to proving that the system algebra is 0 and 0, and the way we'll prove it is that any hereditary algebra has an approximate unit of projection. So it's clear that we want to have something like that for what we have X. Of course, any topology, but that's the way we prove the very narrow conditions are difficult. So that's why that's wrong. But you need the. We use the. Heavily the technique of lifting projections. So one of the important things here. Which is inspired the statement, also the proof results in mentioned in the paper of Brown and Betty Brown and JFN. However, the proof requires some effort. And if that I wouldn't maybe fall to be honest on that. So if A is purely infinite, the purely infinite system algebra, and I is an ideal in A, and B a hereditary subalgebra in A, we assume also that the ideal R has the ideal property. So let's keep your projection B plus R and assume that B intersected with the algebra A cut down by T is full in A. So the ideal generates the ultimate normal. Then you can lift the projection to B. So there is a projection Q in B such that T minus Q belongs to R. say separable and purely infinite?
As in our main result.
And with the ideal property this time, okay? Then we can describe the Taylor group of A. Settled packets of projections in A. And the next two results represent the different family effect, but in improving this thinking property for projections, which is used, the last proposition used in an essential way in the proof. So, as an intermediary proof, page of this, we show that if you have a short sequence, I goes to A, goes to B, 0 at the end, and they separable and purely infinite with the ideal property, then first, a full projection in the quotient leads to a projection, not in A, but in A plus the 4x4 matrices over I, if and only if the threshold 2 belongs to the image of K0 of pi. In fact, it's impossible. I have an example. It's impossible to list it in A. The best you can do is in A plus M2 by some extra effort, but there was no need for the proof, but you cannot list it from in the context which is I cannot list it in A directly. And then the main linking projections result, which was used in an essential way. Any separable and purely infinite fit around the bunch is case A, which is K0 listable, and which has the ideal property, has the following leaping property. Any time you take, not an ideal, you take a hereditary subalgebra of A, and you take an ideal in the hereditary subalgebra, then any projection, so any projection in the quotient of A0 leads to a projection in A0.
Okay? And this is true for any hereditary subalgebra. Okay?
So, this is
The property which is used in, as I said, as an essential way in the proof of the main theorem. Because there, as I said, the difficult implication is to prove that under the rest of conditions, the algebra A can be an ideal. And the way to prove that is to prove that any hereditary subalgebra has an approximate unit of projections.
And then because there are two conditions, I mean, the one on the spectrum and the other one, that pass to hereditary algebra, it was enough to prove that there is an approximate unit of projections for the algebra itself. And there, it's where we use
we at that stage, we use in an essential way this property.
What are the so now a few things about
consequences, immediate, I would say immediate consequences of
our main result. So remember the question which motivated the beginning of our work. It's the equivalence here between in fact A and C. So let me make it common. Let A be a separable sequence. Now A tensor all infinity has behind 0, if and only if the primitive spectrum of A has the basis of compact open set and A is K0 listable. 2. The following three properties are equivalent. The real rank of A tensor O2 is 0. 2. B. A tensor O2 has the ideal property. C. The primitive spectrum has the basis of compact open set. So, this follows immediately from our main. Because A, B tensor O2 over A is the ideal. So the equivalence between A and B answers our original question. You see, A is not supposed to be there, but nothing. It's separable, okay. And when A is purely infinite, of course, we have also, we can prove that before. These three proper condition statements here are also equivalent to condition B. general, the idea of property and the air and zero do not coincide, obviously.
They don't have why to. Now,
the port was colonized from the main day line. We are interested in the behavior of this property for the primitive technology as a fact the basis of compact open space.
And the first point says that this property passes through extensions.
The second part says that if the ideal of the quotient are pure infinite and have the ideal property, then so is
the extension, the fifth algebra in the middle. I want to make a short comment about two. In general, the ideal property is not preserved by extensions. It's a remark Marzo and myself made several years ago.
Purely, the fact of purely algebra, on the other hand, is
both to extensions. We learned this from
Bernard. So if you put these two conditions together, however, you obtain the class of these algebra, which is invariant for extensions. And
as a general observation, there are very few classes of interesting fifth-order algebras which are invariant to extensions. I mean, AF algebras, and anyway, I mean,
purely infinite fifth-order algebras. In general, it doesn't happen if you have algebra as class of algebra. Now, before presenting the history,
but before
talking about the second proposition here, I want to mention a result of
it's a theorem of Blanchard and Kirchberg. They proved that a few years ago, one of the reasons that they do.
If you have two
fifth
algebras, the shape of fifth algebras, A and B, and one of them is exact, then the primitive spectrum of A tensor B is what that is. The homomorphic is what you see. It's a primitive spectrum of A cross the primitive spectrum of B.
Now, so in particular, if the primitive spectrum of A and the primitive spectrum of B have a basis of compact open sets, it follows in a trivial way that the same is true for the primitive spectrum of the tensor product. Now, if we drop the exactness condition, or one of the algebras, strange things are happening. This doesn't remain true. This is what the first point of the next proposition shows. Okay, and in fact, you'll see. And the primitive spectrum of A tensor B is much larger than than the Cartesian product of the primitive spectrum of A and the primitive spectrum of B.
So you see here, now, reconstructed, we show that there are separable, so the necessary non-exact fifth-order algebra A and B, one with such that the primitive spectrum A. The primitive spectrum of A has 2 points, so A is an extension of the simple fifth algebra, and the primitive spectrum of C is 1, so such that the primitive spectrum of the minimal tensor product of the two of them doesn't have the basis of compact open sets. So in particular, as a very trivial observation, it's infinite. So you take one of two primitive spectrum of the other, so now I have 1 point, and the tensor product is infinite many 50 minus. And in particular, that property is violated, the fact that the that's a problem that has a basis of compact open sets. And the second point is that this class of C tensor of 8 tensor of 2 and C tensor of 2 are both purely infinite of here and 0. So implicitly they have a weaker property, the ideal property. But their tensor product doesn't have the ideal property. Okay, so this class of this form 8 tensor all two are not with the ideal property, or respectively with the here and here, are not close to tensor product.
And finally, so I'll be, I think, right in front. The last thing.
The reception is coming. The first proposition is heavily based on results by Kirchberg. Plus, our remark that strongly purely infinite and purely infinite coincide for the ideal property, for system algebra is the ideal property. And using the results as the same idea system algebra is the ideal property, and suppose that one is exact and the other one is purely infinite, then the minimal tensor product is purely infinite and has the ideal property. Now, we are going to use this plus the corollary of the main result to prove the large corollary. But first, I want to make a comment. There are no examples of separable nuclear system algebra, A and B, such that even so, each of them has real rank zero, but minimal tensor power doesn't have it. So this contradicts what's happening in the commutative case. However, if we tensor with O2, this phenomenon disappears. So this is what our large corollary proves. So it proves more than that, but in particular, it proves that this phenomenon after tensor with O2 disappears. So it means the advantage is slightly more general. Depending on the separable system algebra, the ideal property, if one of them is exact, then any tensor with tensor O2
and the real rank zero. So, I think I'll stop here and say that I think that understanding the real rank zero for this important class of sister algebras, the pure infinite sister algebras, in the separable case, even the separate case, I think it's interesting, and I think that it could be also useful in the future. And it's good that one of the characterizations is in K-theoretical terms, if you look at the classification program. Oh, I'm sorry, I have 2 minutes. Okay. Thank you.